This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials expect 45 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to arrive early next week if the company gets emergency use authorization. The FDA is deciding that tomorrow. Roughly 1 in 200 people in Colorado is infected with COVID-19. Officials say the influx of vaccines could mean more categories of people may be offered the shots. Flu season is dramatically less harmful this year because of COVID-19 precautions. Dr. Eric Franz is the state chief medical officer. He says influenza hospitalizations are in the tens rather than the thousands like most years.
The real benefit of low flu rates is low volume of illness and disease in our clinics. And so it's a great success for the people of Colorado, and it's wonderful for our healthcare workers that they haven't had to deal with both.
Fran says also that the flu vaccination rate is up 13%. Flu season continues through May. Drought conditions continue to improve with recent snowstorms. More than 25% of Colorado was in exceptional drought 3 months ago. That's down to 16%. Extreme drought covers roughly 57% of the state, down from 75% 3 months ago. Still, nearly all of Colorado remains in severe to moderate drought. 28 degrees in Denver, it's 24 in Colorado Springs, 45 in Grand Junction, 30 degrees for Vail. This is CPR and KRCC.